Module 3, Lesson 4.1, Safe Sleep Guidelines.
While SIDS is not a very comfortable topic to talk about, and there are many different and complicated factors that influence a baby's risk for sudden infant death syndrome, experts do agree that making sure your child's sleep environment is safe is one of the best ways to protect your baby, not only against SIDS, but also against accidental suffocation or strangulation. The American Academy of Pediatrics, as well as the World Health Organization, both recommend that parents room share with their children until at least 6 months of age, until 12 months if possible, ideally in a sidecar cot for newborns or a crib next to the parent's bed, having a separate sleep surface. This is shown to improve breastfeeding outcomes and also reduces the risk of SIDS, as the mother's breathing actually helps regulate the infant's breathing as well. We follow these official guidelines and suggest room sharing until 6 months of age, and then encourage you to reevaluate the situation regularly between 6 and 12 months. So here are the official safe sleep guidelines. Your child should have their own sleep space in the parent's room for 6 to 12 months. This practice has been shown to reduce the risk of SIDS up to 50%. The mattress and the cot should meet safety standards, and the mattress should be firm and flat. There should be no loose bedding, blankets, pillows, crib bumpers, or toys in the bed. Your child should be kept away from cigarette smoke, and parents and caregivers should avoid alcohol and drug use. If using a swaddle, the swaddle should be firm and not able to ride up over the baby's face, as that presents also a suffocation hazard. And avoid your child overheating. We want to make sure that your little one is dressed appropriately, as we mentioned before, for the room temperature, ideally between 16 to 20 degrees Celsius. And we don't want to cover the child's head with a hat or anything else, as that can interfere with their body temperature regulation. Your child should always be placed on their back to sleep in the supine position. That doesn't mean they always have to sleep in that position, meaning if they can turn onto their stomachs by themselves, it's okay for them to sleep in that position, but they should always be placed into the bed on their back. The baby should be breastfed if possible for the first 6 months, and you should never sleep with your baby on the couch or in a sofa chair, as that presents a risk of your child falling while you're deep in sleep, especially if parents are sleep deprived. There's a lot more risk of accidents happening. In recent years, there have been a lot of discussion about whether bed sharing, meaning parent and child sleeping on the same surface, is safe or not. And today, most experts agree that bed sharing can be safe, but only when all safe sleep guidelines are fulfilled. So if you choose to bed share, please make sure that you go through the bed sharing safe sleep checklist that's in your worksheet.